Oh, yeah, we are talking some trash on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. We are coming up on 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nick in pushing the buttons, and we'll keep those Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open for you. If you want to jump in on the topics that we are on, 877-975-9825 or 877-WSKYTALK. That is the easy way to remember it. And if you are trying to remember things and you know that we've got a couple of great guests I mentioned coming up on the show this morning, if you miss them, you don't have to. No, search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on all the episodes, every hour, every highlight, every guest, whatever works for you and your schedule. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or, this is the best part, wherever you get your podcast. What you think about the chocolate chip cookies there, Nick?
Pretty darn good.
Our friend the morning show here, the Bob Rose Show, Rebecca Herm, actually baked those.
Oh.
And I stashed a few of them in the fridge over the weekend, so they'd be here for today. I think I should have warmed them up just a little bit more. I didn't know how much time I had. I was down the hall in the kitchen, and I had to rush back. But the chocolate chips were starting to melt again, so they're kind of yummy. Top stories, of course, we were talking about earlier. Gators win in a big way. That was pretty much expected. Powerball, that continues on. That is alive. $1.3 billion, and Donald Trump is still alive. And if you missed kind of why we were saying that, a lot of it comes out of kind of all the stuff going on in Chicago. Now, if you remember during the Biden administration, man, you could go a week and a half and not see or hear from him. I mean, who knows where he was? I mean, he just kind of disappeared. We don't know if he was just buried in the basement of the White House, what the deal was. Donald Trump isn't, you know, in front of a camera or a microphone for a couple of days, and the left just kind of start going crazy on, oh, yeah, he's probably dead. I'm like, what are you talking about, people? You know, even Pritzker up in Illinois, you know, of course, you know, coming off a weekend in Chicago where at least 54 were shot, and I think 5 maybe actually lost their lives. For a long time, Bob and I have done this whole thing on Monday and Tuesday because it takes them a little while to get the whole numbers together of how many people every weekend are shot in Chicago. Now, this is, again, one of the strictest gun law areas you can go in our country is Chicago, and Illinois in general. And yet they have this arrogance, this attitude of how, well, they won't stand for Donald Trump coming to Chicago. You better not even come here. And Pritzker even goes, we even want proof of life before you even think about it. Like, what? Come on, what a jerk this Pritzker guy is. You got Brandon there as the mayor. It's like, and what do you think of now when you hear the word Brandon? Yeah, you think of an old, dawdling guy with an ice cream cone. He may not be old like that Brandon, but yeah, apparently not too bright. So I mentioned a couple of things that kind of teased you at the end of last hour, international things that are going on. And it looks like that Russia is suspected of jamming the GPS on a plane that was carrying the EU chief von der Leyen. They were actually over Bulgaria. They think it's a Russian operation. The plane did land safely. That's a good thing. And von der Leyen's going to continue the European tour, which is covering several countries there. But they've confirmed. They say, we can indeed confirm there was GPS jamming. We've received information from the Bulgarian authority. They suspect this was due to blatant interference by Russia. See, von der Leyen, not a fan at all of Putin and Moscow's war on Ukraine, and going to be making their way, the little tour there of European countries continues. But I don't know, that is just scary stuff when they start kind of pulling stunts like that. So I was looking at this headline this morning, and it kind of got into the story a little bit as I was reading through just to kind of prep. And I thought, wow, this sounds really, really familiar. So I'll give you the English version first, and then think about America over the last few years, things the Democrats have said about MAGA and the American flag and that sort of thing. So here's the headline. Raise the colors. People raising the English flag in England are extremists. Wait a minute. people raising the English flag, okay, the flag of England, in England are extremists, declares one on the far left. So here's where this is going. You've got a top Labour parliamentarian accused the folks who are all part of the anti-mass migration campaign to raise the England flag in England of being extremist. They're calling them far right, raising the colors, saying it's a campaign. Here's the line that kind of got my attention. And then I will remind you why. They're trying to drag the flag back into being just their flag, only for their purposes of division and intolerance, undoing the brilliant way our multi-heritage England teams turned it into one of unity and pride. It wasn't that long ago. Democrats were literally talking about coming up with a new American flag. Why? Because those MAGA extremists have taken our flag. They've taken it away. It used to mean it included all of us, inclusion, and now they've taken it away. Well, maybe, lefties, it's just that Republicans and MAGA, if you will, and all the guys and gals out there, you know, putting the American flag in the back of their pickup truck or on the back of their Jeep or whatever the case may be, maybe they're just proud traditional Americans. And it's you, as the socialist lefty Democrat Party of America, have moved farther and farther left, and the values that you maybe used to be a part of, maybe it's not that we moved or the flag moved, maybe it's that you did. I'll never forget Rosie O'Donnell. Excuse me. The other Rosie. As I look at Nick and he goes blank when I do. Rosie, not O'Donnell.
Not O'Donnell?
The other Rosie. Roseanne, excuse me. Okay, because I got a Rosie O'Donnell story later.
Okay.
It reminds me of Roseanne. I think she might have been on with Mar. It's going back a while. And they're kind of questioning her of, like, you know, thinking how she used to be kind of one of them, used to be a Democrat, used to kind of whatever. And she's like, look, it's not that I went anywhere. You guys just went so far to the left, you left me standing here. And I think a lot of Democrats feel that way. Now, they're not the vocal majority, even though they might even be a majority. But they're not the ones out there causing the problems, raising the ruckus, you know, making the headlines. I think even we can forget. That's where a lot of Democrats are. The party has left them behind. Just back in the day of the Reagan Democrats, we've now seen, I think, for at least a couple of elections, a lot of Trump Democrats, people who got abandoned by their party and are realizing, well, you know, the things that Donald Trump talks about, those are kind of the same things I believe, and they're not really what the Democrat Party believes anymore. And they voted differently in several elections. And so I just find it ironic that here we are, a few years later, you've got the lefties, the Labour Party in England, saying, ah, you took our flag. It used to be unity. It was about all of us. But they keep moving so far. It reminds me of a story we did a while back, and it may have even been a couple of years. You had a kid in a public school in California sent home because he refused to take off his T-shirt that he wore. Now, was it something really offensive? Was there nudity? Was there, you know, profanity? No. He wore a T-shirt to a public school that had the American flag on it in California. They didn't want it to offend any of the Hispanic kids who might be attending that school who weren't even citizens. Contrast that to us growing up, every room in a public school had an American flag. Maybe that's the kind of thing that bugs you. I got a couple too. Hopefully you do. You can share them. That's what's coming up next. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Let's get you lined up right now. Share with all of us what it is. It can be anything within reason. keep it family friendly. 877-975-9825. 877-WSKY-TALK. What's bugging you? It's next on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. That does not sound comfortable at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, it does not. Hey, it is 7:22, time for What's Bugging You. Here's those numbers again for you. 877-975-9825. 877-WSKY-TALK. Love to know what is bugging you. Yes, it can be political here on this segment of the Bob Rose Show. I've got one to kick off the show. So I mentioned this earlier in the last hour, and I mentioned it to you. So yesterday was a beautiful morning.
It really was.
It did bug me that somebody forgot I was off, and they were texting me at 6:21. I had my alarm set for 7:30. I probably would have woke up anyway because I get up at 3 in the morning anyway. I can't sleep late. Anyway, so I was up. Okay, got my coffee. Step outside about 7.
Mm-hmm.
Cool breeze. Low humidity. Temperature's nice.
You feel like the weather is breaking.
Yes, it's that fake Florida fall that bugs us. Because, psych! And then I hear it. The birds singing. And then one of my neighbors about 3 doors down mowing their lawn. At 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, he's got stuff to do on Labor Day.
No, common courtesy. You don't mow your lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning in a subdivision. Now, I've mentioned it to Bob, and I've mentioned it on the show. Didn't hear at 4 o'clock on my way here. I'll drive by, you know, little shopping centers, the bank or whatever, and they've got their crews out there with headlights and helmet lights and everything on. They're mowing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because they've got a lot to do. But they're not in a neighborhood. They're in an office complex or whatever. But
okay.
In a neighborhood? I mean, is that okay? And if you don't think so, I would like to know. You could, you know, chime in if this does bug you. What time is proper? In my mind, it's 8. So I went out, started doing some hedge trimming, didn't do the loud stuff until later.
Right.
To me, it's 8 o'clock.
I think 9 o'clock.
Nine is even better.
9 on a holiday or a weekend.
See, yeah. I can't even argue that. All right, let's see what is bugging you this morning. And... Whoa, Wayne, sounds like you're standing on an aircraft carrier there. What's bugging you this morning? Oh, Wayne.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's bugging me is, first of all, have you noticed that the earth is tilted? You can see that the sun is not as bright white as what it is during the summertime, which indicates to me hunting season's coming. Anyways, what's bugging me is... Mondani the Commie, everybody's talking about how much weight he was lifting and everything, but as an avid, someone who lifted a lot of weights, that, if you look at the plates on there, those were 35-pound plates, not 45-pound plates.
Oh.
So he struggled with 105 pounds, not 115 pounds.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, because, you know, we just kind of made the presumption of what they were and probably didn't look as close as maybe we should have. That is even funnier. Okay. Hey, let's see. We got that. Is line 3 ready there for you?
Hold on.
Don't push that. There you go. New phone system. And I'm watching Nick go all over the phone looking for the right button because I just had to learn it last week. Mike, what's bugging you this morning?
That's one bug.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's bugging you?
Right. What bugs me is $7 or $8 iced coffee going way too quick.
Oh.
Way too quick.
You
That's
know,
what bothers me.
And that is a funny thing you say, because I very rarely do the whole Frappuccino thing. I do my mocha. I don't go for fancy coffees with too many syllables for me to even pronounce, but I love a mocha because I love chocolate and I love coffee.
Right.
You know, and caffeine is the Christian drug of choice.
Okay.
A little whipped cream on top. But you're right. In the summer, if I order a Frappuccino instead, it's like I've driven through and I'm on with my way to where I'm going and it's gone before I get there. For some reason, it does, I guess because it's cold and not hot.
Yeah.
Maybe we drink it faster. Something warm we kind of like, we savor.
And then there's,
and, you know, little, he's right.
Little breeze that came in yesterday, yes. And it feels a little nicer, and
yep.
It's pumpkin latte time.
Are you one of those?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good.
But
I'm out of my whole house. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing about pumpkin spice, although...
Uh-huh.
Halloween is soon because I saw the whole Spirit Halloween places are starting to open.
Oh, there you go.
They're moving in already.
You want to know what bugs me?
Nick, I'm glad you asked.
So I haven't done this in ages, and I was in the North Carolina mountains this weekend.
Yeah,
and
went tough to life.
There's a drive-in. There's an actual real live drive-in.
It's not been turned
and
into a mall.
It's actually, it's a fantastic drive-in. I mean, a great place. It's clean. They got a wonderful, you know, there's a whole car hop
this
service.
This sounds like
they
things
got.
That make you
it's,
smile.
It's spectacular. But folks don't know how to do it. And today's cars, you can't shut your lights off. It's like a big enterprise. They've got a guy that's, they've hired a guy, okay, Their mall cop guy?
Yeah.
Their mall cop guy is, he's on a golf cart.
Oh, no.
And he's got like masking tape, black masking tape.
No.
To help turn off interior lights. And he is well versed on the latest lights. But nobody knows how to turn the lights off in their car. It was a pain.
That is hilarious. I would not have thought about that. Hey, 728, thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Hey, don't forget, just about 30 minutes away, 8:05 this morning. Yeah, the chief from UPD, Chief Knowles, in studio right here on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky. Wow. I really do feel kind of like Bob Rose because I'm only working 4 days this week.
Me too.
Woo! Hey, it's Greg Cassidy. Yeah, Nick and pushing buttons too. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now,
Hold, can we change that?
To what?
It's not just button pushing.
Yeah. Okay, you answer the phones.
Huh.
You do traffic.
Yeah.
You
one-arm paper hanger, dude.
You do all the things
that you do.
That I did Friday in addition to hosting and prepping the show. Because you worked remotely on Friday doing the traffic.
Well, it was a holiday.
I did everything on Friday except for traffic. Hold on. Oh, I think I pulled my shoulder out trying to pat myself on the back. Hey, listen, if you are having a little Bob Rose withdrawal, though, we got a clue for you. Here's what you can do.
Okay.
We make it really easy. Podcast. The Bob Rose Show podcast. That's what you can do. Okay? Every minute, every issue, everything on demand. You haven't heard him in a couple of days? That's okay. It's free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Check them out. Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. That is a funny word that we are using in society nowadays, and it's been very confusing for, in particular, some older folks who are used to, as we all grew up, with real magazine subscriptions. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's a little bit older, and there was something they were watching on YouTube, and they wanted to be able to kind of keep up. They liked the person they were watching, and they said, well, I didn't hit subscribe because I didn't know how much it cost. Because in our world, growing up, you bought a subscription to something. So it's a little confusing, I think, for a lot of folks now that we tell you to subscribe to things that are in the digital world, and sometimes they are actually free. So that is a good thing. Of course, our top headlines, Gator, big win over the weekend, 55-0. But hey, you know, Sharks went back to Long Island with about a little over 10 grand a point for every point that they lost to the Gators. No Powerball winner, that is still alive. So is Donald Trump, despite the fact that the left were coming out going, oh, we think he's dead. Oh, where is Donald Trump? Come on, people. Stop it. Hey, Donald Trump in mind actually names the next person who's going to get a Medal of Freedom in his second term. Of course, remember, And we will always remember watching the night that Rush Limbaugh was given the Medal of Freedom by Donald Trump. What a great night that was. And now, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is going to get it. It's the highest civilian honor you can get, and the first one that Trump has done in his second term. It's basically one of those deals where it is totally at the discretion of the president. They can do kind of basically pick who they want, but there's a list of things. Individuals, you have to pardon me. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to pull a Bob Rose and let you behind the scenes. During that break, while Nick was doing traffic, I was munching on the rest of that chocolate chip cookie. And now, I've got so much saliva going on right now because it's like, it was just so yummy and so tasty. All right, so that's what that was. That's why I'm going, sounding kind of like an old man just over here going, give me another cookie, because that was really good. Thanks, Rebecca. Anyway, if you have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interest of our country, world peace, cultural endeavors, other significant public or private achievements, and if you remember, it was during and in the aftermath of 9/11, Rudy was the mayor of New York City at that time. So definitely took the city through what was a very difficult era and getting things back on track. The irony of Rudy being in the headlines for that, though, did you hear about his accident? And here's the weird thing. According to his head of security, we knew that he was involved in an accident. We knew that basically they had gotten rear-ended, apparently. I didn't know until this morning in doing a little more research into details of the accident. Had you heard any more than that, than what I just mentioned?
No.
Here's what happened. Their vehicle that Rudy was in was flagged down by a domestic violence victim. They helped the woman. They called 911. And then apparently while traveling back on the highway, a vehicle struck Giuliani's car from behind at a very high rate of speed. He was diagnosed with a fractured vertebrae, multiple lacerations and contusions, some minor injuries to his left arm and lower leg. But obviously, when you're a little older, you know, get a little upper years of life, those things mean a little more and they hurt a little more. And so hopefully he will be on the mend very quickly. And of course, very excited to see that he's going to be getting his Medal of Freedom award from Donald J. Trump. Let's go from a guy who used to be a big shot on the East Coast. Let's go to the West Coast and some of those wackadoodle people. You know, it's funny how that Rosie O'Donnell, we've heard more from her since she left America, I think, than when she was still here. Remember, she's the one that threatened, hey, if Donald Trump wins, I'm leaving. And she's one of the only handful of like four people that I can find that actually did. So I commend her for that. She's still wackadoodle as they come. And you may remember after that Catholic school shooting the other day with the trans shooter, she falsely claimed, I'm going to get it in her words, that it was a Republican MAGA person. She assumed, and here's, listen to this. Again, more garbage here. I assumed, like most shooters, keep that in mind, they followed a standard MO and had standard, you know, feelings of, you know, NRA-loving kind of gun people. Go back and look at the list of shooters and see which leanings they had, conservative or liberal. Yeah, it's not a bunch of rednecks with ARs that are doing most of these shootings. It's not. Anyway, she basically put that out there, and now she has to say she messed up. She falsely claimed the transgender-identifying shooter who opened fire at the Catholic Church was a Republican MAGA. And he was not. In fact, he had comments that were anti-Semitic, that were anti-Trump.
He was pretty much anti-everybody.
He hated everybody. He, of course, you know, his mom actually had worked at that Catholic school. He had attended there. That is a common thing that we've been seeing. And she further, I should say, alleged The NRA is a terrorist organization, and they have been for many years. The system's broken. We're more about guns than we do our children, meaning care. She left a word out there. Well, first off, it's not true. They're not a terrorist organization. Nobody thinks our children should get shot. They also shouldn't be aborted. They also shouldn't be run over by cars. They also shouldn't be stabbed. A lot of things shouldn't happen to them that, unfortunately, in a free society, does happen. And your answers to solving the problems are not going to help. So I mentioned that there were several who actually left when Trump became the president. I'm trying to think if I had a couple of them. Yeah, you had Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen DeGeneres, Ryan Gosling was one. And now, B actress Robin Wright says, leaving the U.S. for the U.K. has been liberating. Because America's a crap show. I cleaned that one up a little bit. I love being in this country. There's a freedom of self here. People are kind. They're living. They're not in the car in traffic, panicked on a phone call, eating a sandwich. That's most of America. Everything's rushed. She must be living in a bubble about this freedom in the UK. She must have missed the stories that we have done. Basically, they've got the mind police there. You can't even think certain things, let alone post them on social media, or you can be arrested. The UK, also in their wokeness, has had a huge problem of a child rape scandal. A lot of this is coming. Tens of thousands of young British girls, victims of Pakistani grooming gangs, decades of rape at the hands of migrants. Because here's the thing. The British government have turned a blind eye to it because they don't want to look like they're racist against the immigrants. So they've ignored the problem. But oh, yeah, Robin, it's great. It is so freeing. It's an amazing place. Hey, Robin, why don't you try to go to some of those places in London where the cops won't go? Yeah, let us know how free and open-minded and just feeling liberated that really is. And let us know how that works out for you. Get back to us on that, will you? That's your homework. 7:45, it is the Bob Rose Show. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. 97.3 The Sky. Weird. I don't hear myself hardly. Oh, wait a minute. That was really weird.
That was me.
I knew it. I know you're new at this, right? All right, see,
I'll be real good tomorrow.
No, by Friday, you'll probably have this down, right? He's new at this, friends. You just can't get good part-time help these days. It's just impossible to do. Now I got to start all over because I'm totally blown. Of like,
go for it.
I could. It's kind of like when you're watching a movie and you see the lips are moving, but you can't hear anything.
I'm on the edge.
That was
of my
happening to me. I'm going, wait a minute, my mouth is moving and I don't hear myself.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Just waiting to hear what's Greg going to say when I can actually hear the audio.
Oh, I ought to let him.
Oh, turn that microphone back on.
I have the power.
Yes, you do. We are coming up on 7:51 now because we wasted 2 minutes trying to figure that technicality out. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, Bob is vacationing, having lobster up in Maine and stuff like that. I don't know. Whatever Bob does when he's on vacation. We will see pictures in the Book of Faces because he can't help himself. And so you'll check that out. Hey, coming up this morning, 8:05, special studio guest going to be in with us. The chief of UPD over at UF, Chief Noel, is going to be in studio. And I've got some questions for him. And, you know, he'll come up with answers. That's how that little – that's called conversation, as we call it here in the radio biz. A guy that we used to converse about quite a bit – and it's been a while because he's kind of been out of the headlines. It was mainly during, you just couldn't get away from him during the Trump impeachments. Talking about Jerry Nadler. Now, okay, see, you immediately envision this guy that's about 4 feet tall,
right,
and about 5 feet wide,
right,
and he's got on a jacket and tie, white shirt, and his pants come up to his chest. That is that's Jerry Nadler.
Kind of to me, he looks like the Penguin in the Batman movie.
Yes, with yes, absolutely. And I'm trying to think which version it was. It was in the movie,
right.
I think the first one.
Danny DeVito.
Yes. He looks like Danny DeVito as the Penguin. And is just as evil, if you really want to get down to it. Anyway, he's been up in D.C. 34 years.
Really?
That's about 30 years too long.
Yeah.
And he's actually going to retire, and he's actually kind of acknowledged, because we've been hearing, and again, coming off, coming off of the Biden administration, where you've got a president and an auto pen, you've got a president who literally, we didn't know what he was cognitive of and when he was. It's kind of sad. Saw a video of him over the weekend at an ice cream shop, and somebody was commenting, 8 months ago, this guy had the number, had the box and the button and the briefcase.
Wow.
It's like, that's a little scary when you think about it. Although somebody actually else probably had an auto briefcase, kind of like the auto pen. His was empty. There was nothing in there. But coming off of that, and you've got the Nancy Pelosi's and you got the Schumer's and those, there's kind of this push for a newer, younger generation. So even Jerry Nadler is kind of realizing, okay, that's kind of what they want, bring in some younger folks. This will also open up what's kind of rare, and that's a Democratic, as they want to call it, primary contest there in Manhattan. He kind of covers that area, Union Square, Central Park. That's kind of his district, where all the homeless people and all the crime happens. That's his area.
Yeah.
And so he's going to retire after more than 3 decades in Congress, although rumor has it that his pants are going to be running in the race again. We'll see if that happens, though. Although I doubt any pants he has worn have run in a very long time. I somehow doubt that is the case. But
wow.
This is the same guy, to go back, like I said, we think about him mainly when it comes to the impeachment trials. And him just kind of sitting there in his slobness, doing what he did. This is also the same guy that during COVID wanted you to mask up your 2-year-olds. Again, before I guess a lot of folks knew a lot about who masks were good for, who they were bad for, who they protected, what they should or shouldn't do about them. But anyway, it's kind of like we've forgotten about him now just because he's not been in the headlines. But I guess he will be now that he's not running. We get these stories every once in a while that kind of come up. We talked about the grooming of our children in the country and the things they learn in school. And I think anybody that's paid attention, especially over the last few years, has realized just how lefty the teachers' unions are. And I got some numbers that I picked up. There's a national nonprofit group. They're called Defending Education. And they released a report a few days ago, and I just got the numbers together. The contributions of the NEA, that's the National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers is huge. And these are numbers that actually have to get reported to the Department of Labor. So these are the things we know about. According to the report, these unions combined funneled $1.5 million to left-wing and dark money groups like the Tides Network, New Venture Fund, Future Forward, that's a pro-Kamala Harris group. And that's just kind of like basic contributions, if you will. $1.5 million. And then they throw money at things like Democrats' House Majority PAC, Senate Majority PAC, Center for American Progress, which they got about $1 million from the union since 2022. NEA spent, so just think quietly to yourselves, what percentage of the NEA budget do you think they spent on left-wing groups and causes? They spent about 10% on what they call representational activities. They spent 38% of their budget funding left-wing groups and causes. 38% of their budget.
Wow.
And you wonder why Donald Trump wants to get rid of the Department of Education. That's who these people basically are. And that's basically where the money is going. So if you ever wonder where your tax dollars are going, why they're not taking good care of our kids, and what they are spending money on,
lobbyists.
Lobbyists. Now you know. Hey, we are coming up on 7:57, just around the corner. UPD Chief Knowles in studio with the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. Thanks for being a part of it. 97.3 The Sky.